Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 7th. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and we're in Romans chapter 12 today, which is a wonderful passage about being a living sacrifice. Remember, we can be living sacrifices because Jesus sacrificed himself first for us, and he gives us a model for what it looks like to give of himself in a way to help others flourish. So as we read today, I want you to think about the list of things that Paul mentions that are ways where we can be pleasing to the Lord. In the New Living Translation, the title is A Living Sacrifice to God. This is One Take Wednesday. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. Measure yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tight to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Brian Harden, who has the Daily Audio Bible, has a book called The God of Your Story. And in this book, he reminded me that if we skip the living sacrifice part of what it means to follow Jesus, will obscure the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for our lives. He says that, is there any way for us to really know that we are getting it right in our relationship with the Lord? Excuse me. And then he says we could simply paste the entirety of Romans 12, and it would speak clearly and more eloquently than anything that could be written about what it means to live sacrificially. So I encourage you, as he encouraged me, to go back through the passage and think about the different things that Paul is calling us to do. Here are just a few of them. In Romans 12:3, don't think you are better than you really are. In 12:9, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. In 12:10, love each other with genuine affection, taking delight in honoring each other. Skipping down to 15, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. 16, don't think you know it all. That's a good one. 18, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. And then 20, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Will you pray with me? Father, anytime I come to a list of things that I need to be doing in my faith, I am tempted to make it a checklist and to find my righteousness there. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help us as a people to balance that, that we know that our righteousness stands in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we also know that he calls us into a way of conformed living, where we sacrifice ourselves in the way that he sacrificed himself, and that we do it with joy, knowing that this is the true life, that as we walk as Jesus walked, that it brings the best life. And so, Lord, please help us to think soberly about ourselves and not to just pretend to love others. Help us not to be lazy. Help us to be patient, to bless those who persecute us. Help us to be happy with people and to weep with them, not to be jealous of them. Help us not to be proud, never to pay back evil with evil. Help us to live at peace with others and to see our enemies as someone who was made in your image and needs to know the mercy and the grace and the provision of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We pray, Lord, that as we go forward, that you would bless it, that you would remind us of your kingdom come, that you would help us to be a part of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.